Lines were drawn and lines were crossed.
Yeah, we're talking about the politics and the divide with our family and friends. And this is Chick to Chick.
Gary, this past election, it was one for the books. Boy, it was just downright brutal. And the nasty, ugly things that have been said between friends and family members who disagree over politics. I mean, it's just heartbreaking, the nasty things that were said.
It's tough. I mean, we thought 2016 was bad and 2020 was just with a vengeance. And it's been such a struggle to even want to have conversations with people. It's like tiptoeing around the room. And I am just feeling so depleted because I feel like we as a country have just been at each other. And it's enough already.
It is enough already, and it is time to start mending political fences with family and friends. Our guest today is Virginia Roth. She is with PPO&S in Harrisburg. She's also a conflict resolution expert. Ginny, this election was just awful. So much ugliness going on, rifts between family and friends. How did we get to this point? What is going on?
It has been crazy, has it not been, Flora? I would say we didn't just arrive here. This has been a journey building perhaps over the last decade. Economic pressures, political pressures, social pressures, and they all landed these last 90 days right in our lap.
You know, Ginny, I think the hardest part about all of this is that we are really struggling with those who are close to us. We're struggling with our family, struggling with our friends. We tiptoe around conversations. We try to have conversations. And it just seems like it is constantly difficult and polarizing. So just to begin with, how in the world do we have conversations? Because I feel like conversations help people heal. So how do we do that?
Indeed. And let's remember what a conversation is. A conversation is a two-way exchange. Mm-hmm. I often coach friends and clients first to think about where do you want to end the conversation? What do you want to achieve? What's the end goal? And then giving that forethought, then you can proceed. I mean, do you really want to have an off-the-cuff conversation about something that is really significant, or do you want to give it some thought? I think also the tone and the relationship that you have with the person, if it's family, that's a whole different level than perhaps someone you meet on the street or across a lunch table at a Rotary meeting. Does that make sense?
Sure does. Yeah. It just is so, it's so disheartening, the level of ugliness that has come out. I mean, both of us have been in situations that we're dealing with either family members saying ugly, nasty things or friends saying ugly and nasty things. I just don't understand how it got to this point and how much of an influence does social media have with all of this as well?
Social media is one component, but let's stay focused on the conversation for just one second. The relationship that you have with this individual, is your end goal to still be a very good friend or a good family member? Or is it indeed it's a once and done? With the outcome in mind, with what are you trying to achieve? Is it that you want to be right or do you want to be a good friend? I think all those things need to happen in your mind just as the conversation starts. I don't think many people actually win a conversation at this point in time. It's really more about how do you build a relationship. And as I start my comments, I wanted to point out that conversations that are really successful have us each participating as a really good listener.
That's a great point. So here is where I stand. I have kiddos who aren't necessarily kiddos anymore. One is, graduated from college. I have two that are out in the world, and I have one that is still in college. And I want my kids to have passion behind their voice, and I really want them to want to have these conversations. I never want to quiet their thoughts. As a parent, I am actually struggling with how to have a conversation when I feel like at some point it turns what I feel is disrespectful. How do parents have these conversations without quieting their kids and vice versa?
No, I congratulate parents because I think it's about responsibility to family to really help children and family members figure out what their voice is. And we all have moments, we've had moments in the last couple of months where we're just a little bit unsure. I think starting a conversation with, hey, I want to explore something. Can we have an open conversation is a great way to start. And it's a great modeling for your teenagers and young adults that they know that it's a lifetime journey. You don't pop out at 30 and have all the answers. I think I remember at 23, I thought I had all the answers, but that doesn't happen that way. And you know that. But more importantly, you're teaching young family members that it's okay to engage and reflect. And if you listen, you indeed might have your thoughts enhanced.
I think that's huge, listening. Yeah. And I love what you said too. Isn't it interesting that when we're in our 20s, we think we know everything. And the older we get, we realize we don't know anything.
Oh, the height of
and human, we can admit
yes,
it.
I was just speaking to my great niece the other day, and I said, you know, the height of human wisdom is that we know nothing, and you learn that only as you get older. But it's a journey, and I applaud parents who are willing to create that space for the young people because they have to come out of the house and come into the workplace and come into social settings, and there's so much pressure on what do they think, what do they know. So the exploration in a safe environment is so important.
Yeah, it certainly is a learning and a growing and a maturing experience. So here we are. We have these rifts now with family members. We have rifts with friends. What do we need to do at this point to mend these political fences? And, you know, to quote Rodney King, can't we all just get along? Can't we?
Well, so if we follow my original thinking, which was what's the end result that you want, I think you, any of us, can understand that it's okay to maybe disagree on some things. And you can have a safe space to have a conversation, but really enjoy talking about sports or family. Or again, if you have a disagreement about politics, you just agree ahead of time. This is just something that we're not going to agree on, and that is okay. I still love you. I still respect you. That's more important than being right most of the time.
Yeah, and I hope that that's how we can be. I know that there have been circumstances, you know, between Flora and I, as we talk as friends, that sometimes it's really hard to hear the harshness and the mean that comes from folks, and we want to be forgiving and we want to find a resolution. What do we do when we've entered a conflict and the resolution doesn't really sit well or feel good? How do we learn, like the person who feels really hurt? How do we learn to really move past it?
Wow, that's a tough one. Hurt can appear in a lot of different ways. It can be some memory or a reflection, or it can be just an overt comment that was hurtful. Depending on the relationship, it's okay to say, your words hurt me and here's what's going on. And it's okay as well if, I always say to young people, if they need to nip their friendships, maybe they've outgrown that particular relationship. You can't have a safe and honest conversation and exchange different feelings. Then is that someone you really want in your camp?
And it's really important to say that because words do hurt, whether they're spoken or whether they're typed on a computer. Those words are words and they hurt either way. So one last parting thought, what are your final words of wisdom so we can all get past this and try to move on with our lives?
Well, remember why we have friends. They make us better people. So we owe them a whole lot and a great space to have those safe conversations. I encourage my friends, have a trial or a sample conversation before you go into it. It's going to be a really heated conversation. But with holidays, I say it's family time. That's bigger than one particular feeling or word. You want them to last a lifetime. So that's where you should really focus.
Yeah, that is a good final thought.
Yeah, put those differences aside. Jenny, thank you so much, and I hope
thank
we
you.
Can all
it's fun. Really enjoyed you both. Have a nice holiday.
Thank you, too. You know, Flora, the one thing that Jenny kept saying was that we have to listen to each other. If you want to have a resolution in a conversation, you have to listen to each other. And I really think that when we do that, we are going to find compassion in the other person. You know, we just want to get our point across because we feel a certain way and we have such passion. But I'm sure that I haven't even done the listening that I need to do. And I want to be able to have resolution in some of the conflict over what we've had politically.
Yeah, and that's a point, an important word, listen. And the other key word, respect. We need to respect each other. We can agree to disagree. Just do it respectfully. Yeah. I don't have to embrace your views and you don't have to embrace mine. But if we just respect each other, I think that goes a long way. And back to listening, we're so grateful that all of you have tuned in to listen to us. And we will be back next week to chirp about another topic.